The Movie Nine Podcast is brought to you by these great sponsors. Are you looking to value your equipment more accurately, target the right buyers and close more deals, reach your ideal customer? Then look no further. Fusible isn't just about ag data, it's about action. Our best-in-class solution empowers you to value your equipment accurately, make informed decisions, and find the perfect prospects. Ignite your dealership's growth at fusible.com/movingiron-podcast. Out in the field, every decision counts. You wouldn't plant without testing your soil, so why would you prospect blind? Introducing EDA, your one-stop shop for ag equipment intel. EDA goes beyond specs and prices. You get deep dive data on every piece of equipment, like UCC filings that help track ownership changes and uncover potential sales leads, D&B firmographics, which help you understand the financial health and buying power of potential customers, market trends that help you stay ahead of the curve, and insights on equipment demands and pricings. With EDA, you're not just looking at data, you're seeing opportunity. Find the right buyer, sell smarter, and build lasting relationships. Visit edadata.com for your free demo and unlock the power of knowledge. For over 80 years, Iron Solutions has been your go-to data source for ag dealers, lenders, and manufacturers. Get powerful appraisal and value forecasting tools that fuel profitable decisions anytime, anywhere. Get your free demo at ironsolutions.com. Iron Solutions, confidence in every click. Today, there are many ways to finance ag equipment, but nobody delivers simple, fast, or flexible financing like AgDirect. Learn more about your options to buy, lease, and refinance equipment at agdirect.com. Valley Transportation has been hauling ag and construction equipment across the country for the past 33 years. Call Parker at 800-657-4910 for all your trucking needs. At Valley Transportation, our goal is to help you reach yours.
When you partner with Axon, you immediately gain access to a full range of products and solutions designed to meet the complex needs of today's grower. We carry all major brands and sizes of tires and wheels. We specialize in large diameter wheels for large equipment. We have one of the largest OEM replacement wheel inventories in North America. Known for extreme flotation setups, duals, and triples, we have wheels for all makes and models of tractors, sprayers, combines, and grain carts. If we don't have the wheel in stock, we'll custom build, sandblast, and paint in-house. There isn't a more vast inventory in North America dedicated to helping dealers move more iron. With facilities on the West Coast and in the heart of the Midwest, leverage our 230,000 square feet of indoor inventory to solve any problem a grower may have. Move more iron with Axon.
Moving iron in the 21st century. Hardworking people working hard for you and me. Moving iron time and time again. Through the years you'll find us here. Moving Iron.
Hello and welcome to Moving Iron Podcast. I've got John Womack back here from Iron Solutions to talk about what's going on over there at Iron Solutions. So John, how you doing, bud?
Doing well. How about yourself, Casey?
Doing okay, man. Thanks for asking. Got Corey Ziegler from Midwest Machinery on as well. He's going to help us conquer this this podcast here together. He's going to do the heavy lifting for us, so we'll be make it easy for us all here. So Corey, how you doing, man?
You let it easy already.
I'm doing well. Well, John, let's do this first. Let's talk a little bit about what your role is at Iron Solutions and what you're doing there.
Yeah, so my actual title is Managing Guides Editor. And to basically make a long story short, I manage all of the five values that you see inside of the guide, as well as the options, option descriptions, option pricing, and as well as all of the models that are inside of the guide as well. So I manage a team that manages all of that data that you see inside of there, and also, too, all of the sold report data, auction data, and advertised data that you see inside of our comps tool. My team manages that as well. So realistically, any value for the most part that you see inside of the guide. I manage the team that that puts those values together. It is 100% a team effort. But I've got a team of about six people that's made up of about a year's worth of experience, 125 plus now that I think about it, years worth of experience, whether that be in the ag industry or I've been working for Iron Solutions for that long. I believe the most tenured employee on my team, she will have been with the company in the next couple of months. She will have been with the company for 30 years. So have a lot of tenured employees on my team, as well as a lot of used equipment background on my team. The two gentlemen that I actually call my left hand and my right hand, one of them, Mr. Gary Largent, he used to actually own his own dealership in Illinois. It was a New Holland dealer in Illinois. And then he came over to the team, I want to say it was about 18 years ago, I think. It could be longer than that, but I think it 18 sticks in my mind. And then another gentleman by the name of Mr. Ron Kaiser. He's been with us for almost 2 years now, but he comes to us with a very extensive background in the ag industry. He used to be a used equipment manager for Pat Machinery. He also did some work for Valley Truck and Tractor, and also was a location manager for Tri-Green Equipment. So lots of knowledge there that I have on my team. Like I said, it's very much a group effort.
Well,
Corey, explain what you do with Midwest Machinery.
I'm one of kind of three primary used equipment folks who kind of work primarily within the pricing and repricing arena. As far as pricing all the incoming used trade evaluations, that are fresh inventory, and as well as taking a look on a recurring basis, kind of doing repricing activities here within the organization. I have been doing kind of specifically used equipment for 10 years, and the Midwest organization, Midwest Machinery, joined up, acquired CMA equipment and Thumb Tier Ag and Turf here about 2.5 years ago. So I came about into the organization through the prior SEMA equipment. So we're at about a 30 location, principally John Deere dealership, and coming to Big Chunk of Minnesota and Western Wisconsin. It's kind of our core geography. And that's kind of what I really focus on and how I got to know what that's moving on.
Right on. All right, Corey, so let's do this. Kind of talk about how you got to really work with Iron Solutions and how that whole thing kind of came about.
So I met 2.5 years ago when the kind of three organizations came together and we sort of set about to, do some of the heavy lifting as far as joining, sorting up, opening business processes, opening exchange, what is this, new organization going to look like? They were, it was myself and Ronnie Grin, as well as Pat Scheiblick, who has had many years within the CV organization previously. A lot of input into, what ultimately came about. But the one thing, we kind of had in common, all three of us, was, I guess, less than stellar past experience with using the guide, or at least being a little bit uncertain to, I say at times that thing it just seems like it's off. So we were very challenged by that. But, we stuck with using it in addition to, other things that come up with machine values, just kind of a composite valuation. And one of our recent experiences, was pretty powerful in terms of repricing in December here. We did a lot of repricing of inventory just to get it right here at the end of the year and get the most as accurate as possible. And we used the guides quite a bit in that exercise and found that with a lot of these recent changes that John and his team have implemented, that it was very spot on. It's never in any of our three individuals' collected memories could we ever remember it being so accurate. So that was really encouraging for us. And we reached out and gave an attaboy to John and said, please pass this along. This is really perfect. The things you're doing are spot on and you're keeping pace with, the changes in the market. So that was really encouraging, and it's really helpful for us, when taking a look at not only individual pieces, but also doing, batch repricing activities where you may look at 25 8R tractors or 50 at a time, and you want to be consistent. You want to take into account the options, and you want to take into account the hours properly. And that really helps when retracing those tractors to make sure that they don't have the right relative difference between them. So they're pulling in recent exercise, and so far into the first 3 months of 24, we see very much the same thing going. So it's playing a much bigger part in our equipment evaluations, and it's very safe to say we trust that it could be more than we ever have in the past.
Yep. Okay. I agree with you too. I mean, when I was used equipment guy, the last place I wanted to look at was Iron Guy, to be honest with you, because it was one of those deals where I didn't trust the numbers, but also didn't understand where it came from, right? I think, John, your team has done a really great job of explaining how you get the numbers you get, where they come from. I think the usage adjustment thing, you and I used to go round and round about that, and when you finally explained to me what it was and how you got it, it made sense of where the numbers were coming from. So talk a little bit about what you guys have done there to kind of change up the look and the feel of how Iron Solutions works.
So I guess, you know, when I took over managing the guide almost 3 years ago now, that's when, you know, I was introduced to Rodney. You know, it started out with Rodney. I'd always kind of knew who Corey was, but I'd never met Mr. Rodney. Corey talked about Thad. And, you know, Thad was doing some work with Midwest Machinery, and I've been friends with Thad Shively for right around 7 years now. As a matter of fact, let's see, I've been with Iron Guides for right around 7 years, and I think the first week that I started, we started having meetings with CMB Operations, and Thad was very instrumental in those meetings. So that was kind of my introduction to Mr. Thad. And then I think about a year later, we actually met in person. And from there, you know, that relationship just very much took off, and it turned into where I was on the phone with Thad, you know, definitely every quarter, but the majority of the time it was on a monthly basis, just trying to understand, hey, how are you using this? What do you expect to see here? Is it off? Where is it off at? Let's identify, is it in the base value? Is it in the options? Is it in the usage adjustment? You know, and what do all these mean? Because they all very much work together. And if one of those things is off base, then the value, the overall value is going to be off base. So I think, you know, in times past, a lot of our customers did not necessarily understand where all of those pieces came from. So when I had my first Zoom call with Mr. Rodney, was very vocal with me and told me, hey, John, we don't use your guide. We don't believe in it because we don't, you know, we don't understand it. We don't know where the values are coming from. And it's very hard to put stake into something when you don't know, where it's coming from. What's the basis of this? What's the basis of that? How are you coming up with these values? So that's what turned into me and him having quite a few conversations about these values and all the aspects of the guide, the usage adjustment, even down to the recon. You know, where is all this coming from? What does it mean? What are you trying to do here? So we did that. And then I was introduced to Corey. And then that's what started our working relationship. And now that has very much grown into, Corey, would you say that we talk on a monthly basis? Sometimes it's more than that. Constantly, you know, calling Corey up saying, hey, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? In your opinion, what do we need to do here? What do we need to do there? And when you start doing this with, you know, not just Midwest Machinery, when you start doing this with, you know, dealers up north, dealers in the Midwest, dealers down south, east and west, it starts to paint a picture of what's, you know, what's going on and what we need to do, you know. So we've always looked at sold data. I mean, that's what we hang our hat on. Our sold data and the normalization process of that sold data. That's what we hang our hat on. But we've taken it a step further to where we start looking at commodities. Interest rates have been a big thing here. It's also, you know, also inventory. You know, we dealt with 2 to 2.5 years to where inventory levels were very low. And that was very much a pricing indicator of what's going on. And now that we're starting to get our bellies full of inventory, and now we have interest rates and everything like that, that's also a contributing factor. And then, you know, when we're talking about commodities, for the longest time, you know, when inventory levels started to creep back up, we were looking at 7 or 8% interest. Commodities were really the only thing that was kind of keeping us afloat, I guess you could say. Everything else was trending in a negative direction, but you know, inventory was, I'm sorry, commodities were very much, you know, playing a positive role in that. But now when these factors start to change, to me, it's very important to get feedback from the dealer level to see how that's impacting their thought process when they're evaluating these pieces of equipment. Because, you know, when you're evaluating a piece of equipment, you kind of have to think a little ways down the road of when is this going to sell? How long is it going to sit? Because now when you talk about interest rates, you're talking about holding costs. How long does it take you to hold? I mean, how long are you going to hold it? And what's that going to cost you when you're holding it? That definitely has to play into your deal. So when you wrap all that together, you know, that us thinking about all those things, I'm not going to say that we haven't thought about those things in the past, but putting more of an emphasis on it than we have in the past, coupling that with dealer feedback, you know, I've said it plenty of times before, we're making a product for the dealer or the lender. So why not, you know, reach out to them and get their feedback and have that play a role in the guide as well? Because I'm not going to say I'll call Corey and Corey says, John, you need to really pay attention to these tractors. They really need to come down in value. Am I going to just shift the value just because Mr. Corey tells me to? Not necessarily. But what that will do is that will basically put a magnifying glass on the feedback that he's given me. And that makes me dig further into it to say, hey, you know, should we take a look at this? Yes, we should take a look at it. And should we adjust them? And the majority of the time, there's some data that we're looking at to say, hey, you know, we should be doing that. You know, so it really makes us more accurate now that we have a humongous base of dealers that are very vocal and very honest with us about where they see those values going. And that's very important to us.
Right. No, I think that's if you've done anything well, John, it's you open your lines of communication and you've done a really good job of just like you said, where do we need to be taking this thing to and what's it look like? And just like, you know, when you evaluate a piece of equipment, I want as many opinions about it as I can get. So I want to make sure that I'm talking to the right people. I can't to get that stuff filtered through there. So, mm-hmm. As you take a look at kind of the big picture here, John, you know, building those relationships and those kind of things that really help kind of change the face and the look of what Iron Solutions is. I guess as you take a look out going through the rest of 2024 here, what are some of the initiatives that you're working through right now that are, you know, adding even more value to the guide?
So one of the hot topics right now in the John Deere world is putt kits, so performance upgrade kits. So we're taking a look right now to how do we handle those? Because, you know, you can't handle them like you do a normal option. Just because, let's say you got a 2018 sprayer that's got a, you know, a 23 model putt kit on it. Well, yeah, so one could say it's on a 2018 sprayer, so you have to look at that. Yes, that's true. However, that putt kit was not put on that sprayer in 2018. So you have to look at that. So you have to look at that differently. So before we put those in the guide, if we do decide to put them in the guide, because there's, you know, I've talked to some customers that have said, you know, maybe we need to not put those in the guide, but we're trying to talk to as many customers as we can, get as much feedback as we can to figure out how do we tackle this. So if we put them in the guide, is there something that we need to re-engineer on our side to make these values as accurate as possible? So doing things like that. But also, too, you know, I have very much opened up the lines of communication with our customers to say, hey, if this option is not making sense, please let me know. And I will definitely give you feedback on the changes that we're going to make or anything like that. So the most recent one that's came up is the See and Spray option on the late model sprayers. So we have an option inside of Iron Guides right now that just says See and Spray. So we've ran into a little bit of an issue to where when you're evaluating a piece of equipment, if you have See and Spray, you have ExactApply. You can't have one without the other. But you can have ExactApply without having See and Spray. So what we're going to do with our summer guide, and this is just an example of taking customer feedback and then putting it inside of our guide. So we're going to edit that description of See and Spray to say See and Spray with ExactApply. So what does that do? That keeps a customer, when they're evaluating a piece of equipment, from choosing ExactApply and Sand Spray and potentially overvaluing that sprayer by, you know, upwards of $40,000. When we're dealing with a down market, because sprayers are coming down in value, we've got some inventory that's coming back on. So when they go down in value, we have to make sure that we are evaluating them correctly, not just with the base value, but with the options as well. Because like I just said there, one click of an option can overvalue that sprayer by $40,000. I mean, and that's huge. When you talk about holding costs, you know, and stuff like that. But also too, you know, we talk about our comps tool, making sure that that comps tool is as effective as we possibly can make it. So again, taking customer feedback on the comps tool, are we giving you everything that you need inside of this tool? Because the whole idea of that tool is to get to where you can effectively evaluate that piece of equipment as fast as you possibly can. So now we're talking about effectiveness as far as speed is concerned, because time is money, right? So we don't want to be adding more time to it, adding more time to the appraisal process. Cheers. You know, we want to give our clients tools to be able to evaluate things as quickly as they possibly can. So making that to where they can effectively sort and filter very quickly, but also too, making sure that the data that they're seeing makes sense, you know, on top of that. So, I mean, that's another thing that it's an ever turning thing. I don't really think that project, as far as the guide and the comps tool that's within the guide, will ever be done. It's an ever changing process, and we're going to continuously reach out to customers and, you know, hey, what would you like to see here? What would you like to see there? And continuing to build this out the best way that we possibly can. And Casey, you know, like you were saying, I mean, that's very much what I hang my hat on, is building relationships with any and all of our customers to make sure that we are as effective as we possibly can. Because like I said, we're making a product for our customers, and we have to make sure that they are getting value out of our product. Because if they're not getting value out of our product, then it's not useful.
Very much so. So Coy, that kind of brings up a good topic here, is when you're kind of where you're at on this whole puck thing. You know, you look at planters especially, and you got the 2014 or whatever planter that's been updated to the 2024 technology or 2023 technology. That opens up a whole can of worms as far as how do you value that, right? And you start looking at planters especially. There's about five ways you can buy a planter now. You know, you get a new one from the factory. You can get a used one off the lot. You can get one, rebuild it yourself. You can do the upgrades. You can do you can buy a used planter that's been upgraded, and then you can buy, you know, a custom deal from one of these guys that do that. The planter market's changed so much now in the way that equipment is, the way the equipment's showing up on the market here. How are you getting your head wrapped around that? Like, I think about that about every day. I feel like about where the market's going with these upgrade kits.
Yeah, it's certainly been great. You know, what was already a challenging sector in terms of planters, even more complicated, you know, just the sheer myriad of attachments, you know, that go on those things. And now you've got, you know, a fairly sizable investment in terms of a precision upgrade that can be made, you know, on those things. And, you know, in the early days, you know, 5 years ago, these things were just starting to, you know, we were just starting to field a few incoming, you know, trade evaluations for them. You know, we found, you know, there were generally little to no units out there as far as they're in the retail population. But, you know, looking into auction results and, you know, leveraging and biasing that information a little bit more heavily, it was easier to find, you know, auction history to see. Not identical units. It's rare to find two planters that are identical, but you can pick up common themes and you can start to pick out, you know, hey, if you itemize and see what somebody was willing to pay for hydraulic row unit downforce, you know, what they were willing to pay for this kind of a rotator, you know, particularly in this size of planter, and even better if it was, you know, in our geography, and also if it became a pretty relevant results of being able to value that plan. And it does seem like there is a premium there. There is a number, but that really helped us, I guess, to feel a little bit better about kind of dipping our toes in the water. And now that, we're about 5 years into this internally, we've got some pretty good internal sales history of at least some of the most common sizes of planters and some of the largest players. For us, it's going to tend to be, either Dunhill or Precision. Is the bulk of what we're looking at, and so we're much more comfortable today with that than we were 4 or 5 years ago, venturing into the truly uncharted territory. But that'll be a really welcome addition, when that product is coming along in the Iron Guys too, because I think that's something you're continuing to get more information in that arena as well, aren't you, John?
Yes, we are, and so. We've had a product inside of Iron Guides for a while called Other Equipment. However, it was a different part of Iron Guides. And I think that was a reason why a lot of our customers did not necessarily know that product existed. Just because it's a different tab. It's not necessarily inside of the appraisal process for, say, like a tractor or a sprayer. But what we have done here recently, because we do get a lot of sold data in for planters, air seeders, even grain carts, grain augers, stuff like that. So what we've done here recently is that we actually re-engineered the user interface inside of Iron Guides to where you can go in and you can just type in, let's just say, like a 1795 John Deere planter. So you can type in 1795 and through the list, you can pick 1795 John Deere planter. Now, does it take you to an evaluation, like for a tractor or a sprayer? Not necessarily. But you can click a button that says view comparables and it'll take you straight to our comps tool. So from there, you can go in and you can filter your min maxes on your rows because you're talking about core, you're talking about your sizes. You can filter it that way. You can filter it by geography. So you can use your guide regions in there to be able to do that. Also too, you can look at your retail solds. You can look at your auction and you can look at your advertised. So that part of the product, it's very new right now. So we're still kind of working out a few bugs with it. It's very much a progress over perfection where we're at right now, but we're continuing to perfect it, the best way that we possibly can. But what you'll be able to do is that you'll be able to very quickly, see, okay, so with these rows, with these other filters, because we've got some sorting and stuff like that you can also do as well, is, and then you'll be able to see the options that are on that planter. So you'll be able to go through there, filter it out, sort it out any way that you want to, and then you'll be able to very much see, okay, so here's the data, and this one sold for this one sold for that, and mine kind of is here when you look at how these are spec'd out. So it gives you, it gives you a way to go, I guess you could say. Is there trade premium values on them and stuff like that right now? They're not there. I'm not going to say that's never going to happen. But when I went down that avenue, I guess you could say, there's a lot of aftermarket things that are put on planters. And there's a lot of subjectiveness to the price. So, for instance, let's just say that you take in a planter on trade, and it's full of Precision planting. Every single row unit has it. Well, to one customer, that might be worth 20 grand. To another customer, it might be worth nothing. They might say, hey, take that stuff off there. I don't want it. And so when you look at that and you look at the subjectiveness of it, it is no longer like a factory code like you would find on a sprayer or a tractor or a combine. It's very, very, very different. And, the examples that I have gone through, the way we're currently at is that will this cause more confusion in the marketplace than what we currently have? Just because I don't know if we could effectively price those because of all of the aftermarket upgrades that are on those planters. Wet kits and red ball hoods and, so on and so forth. So that's something that we're continuously looking at. Like I said, never say never, but I do firmly believe that it's better to have something other than nothing. So that's where the comp data comes into play.
Yeah. The puck system thing is going to get even I think even a little bit crazier now with Precision's rollout of the Cornerstone system they've got. So now they have a complete row unit, just like on the deer side of itself. So now everything's going to have complete row units, and that you're going to see, and you're going to see a lot more of these Precision upgrades and putt kits and those kind of things come into play. And it's going to be another added thing that she needed to stay on top of. So it'll be interesting to watch all this stuff play out. Well, guys, I think that's probably a good place to stop. We got a lot of good information there. John, if folks want to reach out to you, get more information about what you're doing, what's the easiest way to do that?
Well, we can just start with an email. My email is John, J-O-N, Womack, W-O-M-M-A-C-K, at randallrowley.com. You know, and I just want to throw it out there. You know, I've said it a couple times on this podcast, but, you know, it does not matter what it is. If there is something in that guide that does not make sense, or if you have a question about it, do not hesitate to contact me, because, you know, and I will contact you back the majority of the time and ends up in a phone call. I'm very actively trying to build as many relationships within the ag industry as I possibly can. And I think that it is very important, just like, you know, we did what we did with Rodney and Corey, that everyone understands, you know, where these values come from, how the product was developed, and what it's there for. I think it's very important that everyone understands that, because when I took the guide over, it became very apparent to me that there was a perception in the industry that, you know, the guide is this or the guide is that, and the majority of it was a very negative perception. And so anyone out there that has a negative perception of the guide, please contact me, and I will go as far as we need to go, is and go down as many rabbit holes and go as far in the weeds with you as I need to help understand. And if there's edits that need to be made, we will make those edits and we will turn them around very, very quickly. If we are able to do it, you will see it in the next guide. You know, and that's one of the other things that my team has really hung their hat on, is to be able to turn things around very, very quickly. We need as many people out there to keep us honest. That's exactly what our customers are doing. And when we all have relationships and we all talk and we're all talking to one another, it makes the product better. So, you know, I'll open that up to anyone and everyone. Please email me and we'll go from there.
Right on. But Corey, you've been to the Moving Iron Summit a couple of times. Talk a little bit about that. What kind of stuff you gained from that when you go to it?
Yeah, that's the Moving Iron Summit was just immensely valuable for folks who, particularly those of us who are, you know, more specialized subset in the used equipment space within the dealership. You won't find any event and we'll think that is more ideally targeted, right, to what we do day in, day out, hour by hour. And you get an opportunity to meet folks like John, who, you know, are, you know, play a very vital part in what we do. And you get to meet them face to face. And it's just a fantastic venue. You get the chance to put a lot of faces to names and hold a lot of, you know, long lasting friendships and business relationships that, you know, going forward into, you know, what we believe 24 is going to look like and beyond. We're leaning on a lot of those relationships, you know, that more than we ever had in the past, as far as, you know, trading iron and just, you know, qualitatively improving your inventory and just, you know, moving iron and all, you know, being flexible. That's the name of the game. Being able to take, you know, utilize some of these relationships and, you know, yeah, I've got 20 machines that you can use and I can, you know, I got 20 machines that this guy can use. Anything you improve turn ultimately, you know, is what it's all about. So it's a immensely valuable event to, you know, I say put faces to names and all friendships that are going to pay dividends, you know, really each and every year, throughout the business year. So for anyone who's interested, my contact email as well, reach out anytime. Corey, to Zidler. The email address is CZIEGLER@mmcjd.com.
Well, guys, I appreciate you being on. We'll catch you guys again next time.
Thank you.
Take care. Right,
it's easy. It's with Moving Iron Podcast. Check me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Moving Iron LLC. Go to LinkedIn at Moving Iron Podcast. Check out the new YouTube channel I've got over here at the Moving Iron Podcast YouTube channel. See the video version of that. And then we have updated the website here at movingironllc.com. All the information for the Moving Iron Summit will be up there here directly, so you can get registered for the event and all that stuff. So everything will be there here coming up pretty quick. And we'll have all that up there as well. So with that, I'm Casey Seymour with John Womack and Corey Ziegler. Be smart, folks. Out.
The Moving Iron Podcast is brought to you by these great sponsors. Are you looking to value your equipment more accurately, target the right buyers and close more deals, reach your ideal customer? Then look no further. Fusible isn't just about ag data. It's about action. Our best-in-class solution empowers you to value your equipment accurately, make informed decisions, and find the perfect prospects. Ignite your dealership's growth at fusible.com/movingiron-podcast. Out in the field, every decision counts. You wouldn't plant without testing your soil, so why would you prospect blind? Introducing EDA, your one-stop shop for ag equipment intel. EDA goes beyond specs and prices. You get deep dive data on every piece of equipment, like UCC filings that help track ownership changes and uncover potential sales leads, D&B firmographics, which help you understand the financial health and buying power of potential customers, market trends that help you stay ahead of the curve, and insights on equipment demands and pricings. With EDA, you're not just looking at data, you're seeing opportunity. You find the right buyer, sell smarter, and build lasting relationships. Visit edadata.com for your free demo and unlock the power of knowledge. For over 80 years, Iron Solutions has been your go-to data source for ag dealers, lenders, and manufacturers. Get powerful appraisal and value forecasting tools that fuel profitable decisions anytime, anywhere. Get your free demo at ironsolutions.com. Iron Solutions, confidence in every click. Today, there are many ways to finance ag equipment, but nobody delivers simple, fast, or flexible financing like AgDirect. Learn more about your options to buy, lease, and refinance equipment at agdirect.com. Valley Transportation has been hauling ag and construction equipment across the country for the past 33 years. Call Parker at 800-657-4910 for all your trucking needs. At Valley Transportation, our goal is to help you reach yours. This podcast is proudly provided by Axon, helping dealers move more iron for the past 100 years. Find out more at axontire.com. Move more iron with Axon.
Moving iron in the 21st century. Hardworking people working hard for you and me. Moving iron time and time again. Through the years, you'll find us here, moving higher.